Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 11. This is text 89. Raghava Pandit Iha Acharya Nandana Sriman Pandite Srikanta Narayana. Gopinath Acharya is pointing out to both Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Maharaj Pratabhrudra, all the devotees who have just arrived in Jagannath Puri from Bengal, from Nadia. Here is Raghava Pandit, and here is Acharya Nandan. There is Sriman Pandit, and here are Srikanta and Narayana. Here's Srila Prabhupada's report. Narottama Das Thakur, honoring the personal associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has sung as follows. This is from his Prarthana, Song 13. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane Se Jaya Brajendra Sutapas. One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means that because they are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they do not belong to this material world. One who is engaged in the Lord's devotional service 24 hours a day and never forgets the Lord is called Nitya Siddha. Srila Rupa Goswami confirms this statement. Iha nyasya hare dasye kamana manasa gira nikala sapyavastatu divan mukta sa uchate. A person acting in the service of Krishna with body, mind, intelligence, and words is a liberated person even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities from the Bhakti Samatha Sindhu. A devotee is always thinking of how better to serve Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how to broadcast his name, fame, and qualities throughout the world. One who is Nitya Siddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. Such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Narottama Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Kori Mani. One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. Rather, Sri Narottama Das Thakur says that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them as conditioned. Mam chayo vyavacharena bhakti yogena sevate saganan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who has transcended the material modes of nature is said to be on the Brahman platform. That is also the platform of Nitya Siddha. The Nitya Siddha not only stays on the Brahman platform, but also works on that platform. Simply by accepting the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddha, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Continuing, naming. Gopinath Acharya continued to point out the devotees. Here is Suklambara. See, there is Sridhar. Here is Vijay, and there is Balavasain. Here is Krishottam, and there is Sanjay. And here are all the residents of Kulinagram, such as Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda. Indeed, all of them are present here. Please see. Here are Mukunda Das, Narahari, Sri Raghunandan, Chiranjeev and Sulochan, all residents of Kanda. How many names shall I speak to you? All the devotees you see here are associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is their life and soul. The king said, upon seeing all these devotees, I am very much astonished, for have never seen such an effulgence. Koti Surja Sama Saba Ujjalavarana Kabu Nahi Shunen E Madhura Kirtana. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of a million suns. nor have I ever heard the Lord's names chanted so melodiously. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Such are the symptoms of pure devotees when they are chanting. All the pure devotees are as bright as sunshine, and their bodily luster is very effulgent. In addition, their performance of Sankirtan is unparalleled. There are many professional chanters who can perform congregational chanting with various musical instruments in an artistic and musical way. But their chanting cannot be as attractive as the congregational chanting of pure devotees. If a devotee sticks strictly to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily lust will naturally be attractive, and his singing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord will be effective. People will appreciate such kirtan without hesitation. Even dramas about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya or Sri Krishna should be played by devotees. Such dramas will immediately interest an audience and be full of potency. The students of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should note these 2 points and try to apply these principles in their spreading of the Lord's glories. Aitse prema, aitse nritya, aitse hari dhwani. Kahan nahi deki, aitse kahan nahi sune. I have never before seen such ecstatic love, nor heard the vibration of the holy name of the Lord chanted in such a way, nor seen such dancing during Sankirtan. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Because the temple of Lord Jagannath is situated at Jagannath Puri, many devotees from all parts of the world come to perform Sankirtan in glorification of the Lord. All these devotees were certainly seen and heard by Maharaj Prataparudra, but he here it admits that the kirtan performed by the associates of the Lord was unique. He had never before heard such Sankirtan, nor seen such attractive features manifest by the devotees. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should go to India during the birthday ceremony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Mayapur and perform Sankirtan congregationally. This will attract the attention of all the important personalities in India. Just as the beauty, bodily luster, and Sankirtan performance by the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracted the attention of Maharaj Prataparudra. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were unlimited during the Lord's presence on this planet, but anyone who is pure in life and devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood as a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord. Bhattacharya Kahe E Madhura Vachana Chaitanyera Srishti E Prema Sankirtana. Savabhama Bhattacharya replied, "This sweet transcendental sound is a special creation of the Lord known as Prema Sankirtan, congregational chanting in love of Godhead." In this age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to preach the religion of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna is the religious principle for this age. Sankirtan yagye tandare kori aradhana se ta sumedha ara kali hatta jana. Anyone who worships Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by congregational chanting should be understood to be very intelligent. One who does not do so must be considered a victim of this age and bereft of all intelligence. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Rascals propose that anyone can invent his own religious process, and this proposition is condemned herein. If one actually wants to become religious, he must take up the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The real meaning of religion is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.19.22. Dharman tu shakshad bhagavat pranitam navai vidur rishyo napideva नसिद्ध मुख्या असुरा मनुष्या कुतश्चा विद्यधार चरणा दया स्वयंभू नरदा शंभु कुमारा कपिलो मनु प्रहलादो जनको भीष्मो बाले वैयासखीर वयम. The purport of these verses is that dharma or religion cannot be manufactured by a human being. Religion is a law or code of the Lord. Consequently, religion cannot be manufactured even by great saintly persons, demigods, or siddha mukhyas. So what to speak of asuras, human beings, vidyadharas, charanas, and so on. The principles of dharma, religion, come down in the parampara system beginning with 12 personalities, namely Lord Brahma, the great Saint Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, King Janaka, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, and Yamaraj. The principles of religion are known to these 12 personalities. Dharma refers to the religious principles by which one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma is very confidential, uncontaminated by any material influence, and very difficult for ordinary men to understand. However, if one actually understands Dharma, he immediately becomes liberated and is transferred to the kingdom of God. Bhagavata Dharma, or the principle of religion enunciated by the parampara system, is the supreme principle of religion. In other words, Dharma refers to the science of bhakti yoga, which begins by the novices chanting the holy names of the Lord, Tannama Grihanadivi. Therefore, in this age of Kali, as recommended here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, text 98, Kali Kale Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the method of religion approved by all Vedic scriptures. In the next text of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, this principle is further stressed. Krishna Vanam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parishadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So the Prabhupada notes in his purport that if we want an explanation of this verse, we should refer to Adi Lila, chapter 3, verse 52. And Maharaj Prataparudra is about to reply, and we shall hear his reply very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.